we want to discuss. We started this conversation at 5 a.m. today. We spoke about the abduction of travelers and traders in Niger State. We're moving away to similar events right now, the abduction of school pupils. In fact, about 42 pupils, teachers, and relatives of the teachers. 42 of them in Kagra, Niger State. Joining me right now via telephone is Mike Ejiofor, former DSS director. Mr. Mike, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Let's start this morning looking at what is happening in the area of insecurity. How would you describe our situation, Mr. Mike?
Well, it's a very precarious situation that we find ourselves, very frightening and alarming. But I believe that with government efforts, you know, maybe we'll achieve some results. These bandits, you know, in the habit of causing panic, especially now that they have the new Islamist chief, they want to put them to test. How effective they are.
Okay.
But again, it depends on risk strategizing, because it makes it that Nigerians have been calling for the rigid of the security aspect of which the president has done. So I believe with new ideas, new approaches, and strategies, these issues of banditry, insurgency, and all kidnapping and all what have you. Will be reduced. Now, this issue of the school feedback is becoming very, very worrisome. And disturbing that parents will send their children to school only to be kidnapped in the school. So it creates panic and fear among parents.
Right.
They will send their children to school. So it's very worrisome. And the president has also directed everybody is concerned. Nigeria does not follow. Had a meeting yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Because of the concern they had over this issue, the president has directed that the service chiefs and the police move to this and ensure the early release.
Right.
An early release of this. So I think that's what government is doing, and we should give them the support.
Let's talk about the strategy that you mentioned. As a security expert, as someone who's worked at the highest level, one of the highest levels of security in this country before, what would you advise? Because we're talking internal security now. What would you advise the strategy to be employed? Some are calling for amnesty for repentant bandits. Will this help? Or if you have any other suggestion as to the most potent strategy to employ in this fight of internal security?
That's the most bizarre and unthinkable idea to provide solutions. The amnesty should be given to bandits. First of all, before we give amnesty to the bandits, who are the bandits? What do they want? What exactly are they looking for? Than to terrorize people. And listen to people, you see, you want to give amnesty. Don't also forget that, if you recall, that some government functionaries and politicians have made statements that these bandits are not Nigerians. They are foreigners.
That's right.
So are you going to give amnesty to foreigners to do what? To enable them to leave the country or to continue to attack people? So it's very unthinkable that Nigerians, so politicians or even government functionaries should come up with this kind of idea. It's very embarrassing to me as a person.
What then can we do, Mr. Mike Ejiofor? What then can we do? What method can we employ? Because this has to stop. It must stop.
The government must go out all out to fish out these bandits wherever they are and deal decisively with them. A situation where people go to bandit enclaves to begin to negotiate with them that if you give them amnesty, on what basis are they being given amnesty? That is the question we must ask. For them to start attacking people. If you recall that the issue of insurgency in the Northeast, in Burundi precisely,
right,
that most people who were given amnesty came back and started attacking the people. And Senator Dume made this openly.
Yes.
And telling me that amnesty should be given to. It's most unthinkable thing that I have seen, an unthinkable solution that can be proposed for this bandage that's going on virtually everywhere. It started from North, it has now moved to North Central, and it's concentrated on North Central.
Right.
Go all out. The government should, without sounding like voting your club, you said many times that our military and the police is still equipped and doesn't have the capacity to deal with this issue. So I think the government should make more budgetary efforts to get modern armament. You can see a situation where bandits will be displaying rocket launchers. What message are they sending?
I was going to come to you on that, Mr. Mike Ejio. For rocket launchers, you see RPG being displayed by bandits. Do you still call them bandits or terrorists? Please explain this. You are an expert.
Well, to me, they are not those bandits. They are terrorists because the intention. In fact, nobody has been able to identify. For terrorism, at least, we should be targeted as government to make people lose faith in government. But this banditry, you go out, collect more, ransom from people, use it to buy more arms, and people are saying we should give them, which is bizarre to me. I don't think we should ever can play that kind of a solution to our problems.
Mr. Mike, I'm going to quickly go now and take some thought off of our people that are joining our conversation on Facebook and on YouTube. They have loads of questions, and those that are calling as well, they have loads of questions. But before I bring them in, I quickly need to chip this in, very quickly. I know you guys should wait first, and let me just ask Mr. Mike this question. The governors had a meeting yesterday. They discussed so many things. In fact, they discussed community policing and state policing. PDP is saying that they don't want community policing that we're currently trying to have, that what they want is state police. Please, which do you think will be most effective in tackling insecurity?
It's not the issue of PDP this time or a political party. We should be able to differentiate, draw a line, political difference between our security. Everybody is concerned. People have been calling for state police. The community police has no structure, but is effective. Is effective if only people can volunteer information. Community means involving the community police means involving the members of the public to support the conventional security agency. But with the state police, it is structured. They have a command and control that will be controlled by the governor and the governor of the state. In fact, we can even go down to the local government. But from now, the constitution needs to be amended to accommodate state police. That's the only way we can move forward from this series of security challenges.
Just so we're clear, you're saying that state police may not even be as effective as community policing. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Mike?
No. That state police will be more effective than community policing.
Okay.
Because, like I said, community policing is not structured. It's just voluntary for people to assist the regular. The state police is created. Assist the police, the intelligence agency by voluntary information. That's community. But for the state police, you have a command. There's somebody, people address, you can see some governors, a governor, and say that he's a logistic officer because he continues to offer support to the police. Whereas you don't have control over this. But if you have state police, it will be structured to particular challenges they have in that state. The solution preferred in the south might not work in the northeast. So you tailor this towards achieving your own desired objectives and goals.
Indeed. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. If you're watching right now on Facebook and YouTube, you can see the school being attacked there. When it was attacked, you see the remnants, the destruction left behind. You see people there as well if you're watching online. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. If you want to join the conversation right now, you know it's highly interactive, highly conversational, the show we're having. here on Nigeria and for all our shows. Feel free. The mail line is 0700-993-993-993. We only have Mr. Mike Ejiofor for 25 minutes this morning. And I would love, I will give you that opportunity to ask him any questions you want to ask him. I have loads, tons of mine, first and foremost, right? But then he's here for 25 minutes with us because he has a flight to catch as we speak right now. Mr. Mike Ejiofor is former director of the DSS, the same DSS, and is joining us via the telephone at the airport this morning. Mr. Mike, thank you so much for giving us this privilege gain from your wealth of experience. Let's bring in Bayo, who is joining us this morning from Egbeda. Bayo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Bayo. Go on.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah. Well, my own pick is just, you know, in corroborating what your guests have just said concerning the granting the bandit amnesty.
Right.
It's an insult, you know, to the sensibility of Nigerians. Okay, in the first instance, what ground does the government have, FG have, you know, to give a criminal, you know, such an amnesty? In the first instance, what are the demands?
Yeah.
They place any request, they place any demand before the table, and for them, and these are the people that have mimed, that have shattered a lot of homes, a lot of families,
right.
People are crying now.
Right.
Even if there's going to be any amnesty, federal government, they are not in position, you know, to grant anybody amnesty. How many of these bereaved families now have they visited? How many of them have they, I mean, in terms of, okay, fine, money cannot bring back life, but what have they done to them? I mean, it's an insult. Okay, fine, you give a group of bandit A amnesty, and you are expecting B not to rise up.
Abi.
And so, okay, fine, I mean, it's an insult. Well, you see, the problem we have is that, you know, the proliferation of the problem they have created for themselves,
right.
You know, by themselves in the north,
right.
That the one coming over to the south here, their president is northerners, and all of the, security agitators, majority of them are from the northerners.
Right.
So if they could not tackle their problem by themselves, that is why we need regional policing. We need regional
security
by ourselves.
Bio.
They shouldn't minify whatever security agitators want to place. What to put in place in this place.
Thank you, Bayo.
Look at it, it's an insult.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you too, Bayo. Thank you for calling me. For the females, you can call the number 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. That is exclusively for the female listeners who are tuning in right now. If you want to share your thoughts on the program, please call that line and please be very brief if you're sharing your thoughts on the conversation we're having. Right now, let's see. I think we're trying to process a caller. Altin is joining us right now. Please release Altin's call so that we can speak with her quickly. Altin, good morning to you. Hello.
Hello, morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
My name is Altin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Yeah. You see, this Minister of Defense that is saying that we should defend ourselves. Why haven't they said so since? If they have mentioned that since, I'm sure a lot of you will have been alive by now. People will have defended themselves. You see, when people have been killed all over there, they're saying we should defend ourselves. Why didn't they say so since? They should have said so since. They should have told us since that we should defend ourselves. What kind of nonsense is this? Why are they talking to us? By the way, they gave him, he's in that position to defend us. If he cannot do it, they should all go. All of them should just even go and leave us alone in this country. They should just go. They came in because they wanted to change everything. Now, look at it now. Everything has gotten worse. And he's now telling, which means what Theophilus Danjuma said earlier. You know, Theophilus Danjuma has earlier said, we should defend ourselves.
Right.
And everybody was foaming in the mouth that why should he talk like that? Now look at them saying that again. Look at the government saying that we should defend ourselves. They should have said so since. People will have been alive. Some people will have been alive because when these bandits come and they tell you to defend yourself, people will have had guns and everything and to just defend themselves. They are here now for me telling us that we should defend ourselves.
Right.
See why Danjuma said so and they didn't.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nonsense.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. I really do. Mr. Mike Ejiofor, she took that question off of my mouth. because it's part of what I have here. I'm sure you must have seen the video of the Minister of Defense speaking to the media, and he said, you know what he said. What's your reaction to it?
Well, I don't know how government functionaries can come out and utter such a statement. That is promoting anarchy. You say defend yourself. How do you defend yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Go and arm yourself. Everybody becomes armed, and there's anarchy in the society. Well, maybe he must have been quoted out of context. I don't want to believe because I've not seen it. I've read it.
Oh, okay. He actually said it, Mr. Mike.
I don't want to believe that he said.
Mr. Mike, I'm telling you to believe it because he said it.
Well, if he said it, maybe it was a slip of tongue.
Oh, okay.
He didn't mean what he said.
Okay.
Because if he meant it, well, I think the best thing for him to do is to resign from office. Because the primary purpose of government is security and welfare of the people. And if the top government minister of defense can come out to tell Nigerians to defend themselves, then we have surrendered. It's a social contract. We have surrendered all our obligations to government in terms of security. Government is expected to perform. If a minister of defense can come and say that you should defend yourself, that means that is an indictment on government. That's what I'm saying. It must be a slip of tongue, or he didn't mean what to say.
Mr. Mike, what do you think about the call for state of emergency on insecurity, and what does it mean exactly?
Well, state of emergency, I've been hearing the National Assembly declare state of emergency, governors are calling state of emergency, social groups are calling for state of emergency. What is state of emergency?
Exactly.
It's done to say prioritize security. Equip the police. Fund the police. Set our priorities right. That's what I understand by emergency in this system.
Okay.
But if you say declare a state of emergency, are we dissolving the police or say everybody to attack all Israel, go and defend yourself like Israel defends ourselves? So if we are declaring a state of emergency, what it means, that must give priority to security, because without security, there won't be any development. And there won't be development without security. So it is a mandate in work that government should set its priority right. People, look, businesses, investors are running away from our economy.
That's
is dying. And it's sad, very, very sad. So I support the call that government should declare state of emergency.
Right.
In terms of equipping the security agencies adequately and funding them. And also, not just funding them, monitor the spending. Because the House of Representatives, for instance, is investigating the spending for over the 10 years.
Right.
Monies are allocated and they are misappropriated. It is so you cannot begin to say government has not done when you cannot give the proper account. When you leave office at a service chief and all these things, you have more wealth, you spend the wealth, you go into politics or you go into farming. How do they acquire this money? Do you change your salary?
That's a valid question. Mr. Mike Ejiofor, we'd like to release you now to go catch your flight. Thank you so much for joining the show today. We want to appreciate you immensely. Inside your busy schedule, you tried to squeeze out time for us. Thank you. Mr. Mike Ejiofor joined us from the airport in Abuja. He's coming to Lagos. Wish him safe trip. He decided to grant us that time so he can have a conversation with us. Now, we will continue with our conversation that we just had right now concerning the abduction of the schoolboys. My word. This is exhausting, I must say to you. This is me confessing on radio. It's exhausting. It was in December. The Kankara boys were abducted. 11th of December. January, February 18. No, February 17. I broke the news this morning, yesterday morning on this show. I told you, I was hearing news of some boys being abducted in a school in Niger. I couldn't confirm it at the time. But alas, it was true, it was confirmed, and here we are again. Here we are again. Schoolboys with their teachers and even relatives kidnapped. Let's get talking Lagos. 0700-993-993-993 is our studio line. 0700-993-993-993. For the female, the line that you can call is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We'll take a break, a quick break. When we return from that break, then I'll come back and take your thought on the social media and via the telephone. Stay here.
Lagos, such a busy place. But here's how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes. 01465-7190 for the ladies alone. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name, please?
My name is Bola.
Bola, welcome. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Isheri.
All right, let's talk. What say you? Talk to me.
Yeah. My take this morning is that if for any reason we play with everything, if for any reason we've never been serious, if for any reason our economy is not important to us, this is the best time to drop it. Because if we don't drop it, very soon, we are going to be swallowed up by all this thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bola, for making it very short and straight to the point. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that one. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, morning Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
This is Madam Obi calling.
Madam Obi, we've got 45 seconds for you, please. Let's hear you.
Okay, I'm calling from Akefo.
Yes, you're welcome.
Mine is going to be short. Uh-huh. I just look at it. Look at this illustration. You have rats invading your house. And a friend just give you this advice.
Right.
The best way to handle it is to make a room for the rats. How will you look at the friends? How will you look at the friend? They are telling Nigeria, they are telling us that the best way to handle bandits is to give them amnesty. And you think Nigeria is still okay? God will help us.
Madam Obi, thank you for calling me. Please call again, okay? Goodness me. I'm coming back. I just need to go and take a cup of coffee. I'll be back in 2-3 minutes. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3. It's wahala. It's the wahala. I need to go and take coffee first. Nigeria, this thing is not funny. I'll be back.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back on your radio, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sheriff Quadri. 8:31 is the time. It's the Morning Crossfire. Thank you for joining us online. We're coming there in a moment. Let's start with WhatsApp very quickly. Harry is in Yaba. Harry says, it seems the bandits are richer than Nigeria and are more in number. Are we saying that after 10 years of fighting Boko Haram, we cannot count even a dozen missile launchers in our armory? Even during civil war, Biafran army had missile launchers. Don't our forces have AK-47 rifles? What did we use as part of ECOMOG? Please explain. Harry, thank you for your message. Let's take another one quickly now. Here we go with this one here. This person says, on the state of insecurity, let's do a little deductive logic. Who issues gun license? Who controls the proliferation of guns? Who ensured the mopped up of private guns sometime last year and why? How did we... He said, how did the terrorists lay their hands on those sophisticated guns? Who controls the border from the above premises? Why did the Minister of Defense now tell us to defend ourselves? and with what after they have provoked or revoked the gun license from private gun owners? Is the government now helping in the protection of lives and property of our citizens? There could be something hidden in all of this. Adebayo in Lagos sent that in on WhatsApp. We'll take two more from WhatsApp, just two more, and then we'll move away from that. Here we go with this one here. This person, your name is Chuka. Chuka says, if a parent pampers a spoiled child instead of taking a decisive action, that said child would eventually kill the parent and himself. Buhari, they said they are the root causes, the Northern Forum. Okay. Thank you for your thought, though. Appreciate it. Let's take another one here. One last one. Grandma Princess says, going from Minister of Defense, what the Minister of Defense said, the rest of civilized world would be laughing at Nigeria and wondering if the minister acquired his major general status by leaving armless civilians to face up with bandits that are armed to the teeth. Nigerians should open their eyes, though. We have entered one chance. Since Nigerian leaders are playing with our lives as they prefer to pay bandits than defend us, the question is how many people are involved in sharing all these ransom monies paid to the bandits? Your guess is as good as mine. Please, Nigerians, wake up from your slumber. Since our government said that we should defend ourselves while they pay bandits for their criminal activities. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. At 5 a.m. this morning, we had a conversation, similar conversation, about the abduction of travelers, traders, babies, mothers, fathers. In the same Niger state, the bandits released a video. This was released in Hausa language, but I'll tell you what they're saying in the video. Just take a listen to it. Take a listen.
Assalamu alaikum mutane ne jado Allah muna neman dauki
kuna da ganin halin da kuke ciki yi bayani
wallahi a taimaka mana dan Allah to Allah a taimaka mana to Allah a taimaka mana. Wallahi miliyan 500 ake so don Allah ku taimaka mana. Wallahi miliyan 500 muke so don Allah a taimaka mana.
If you're not watching on Facebook and YouTube where we're streaming live, you can watch right now. I have brought down the audio, so it's only the video you can see online right now. On air, on radio, you will not be able to hear the audio, but you can see the video on Facebook where we're streaming live right now. You can see the helpless captives, children. These bandits kept firing, shooting into the air. Children being traumatized, babies. When I say children, I don't mean the school pupils that were kidnapped. Babies being traumatized. Trauma. Do you know what that means? Maybe you don't know what it means, but hey, trauma. Their mothers were ducking. The children were crying. They now told all of them to start begging. Now, what the bandits were saying in that video was that if the federal government hesitates to send them 500 million naira, they will kill everybody there. They are armed. to the teeth with RPG. That is not a small weapon. That's a war weapon. They are saying if the government likes to send 1,000 troops, they will finish all of them. Of course, yeah. They would say that. What do you expect them to say? They were not scared of showing their faces. In fact, they told the person recording to record all of us, record all of us, show us, show us, show us, show us. Of course, some of them were covering their faces. Show us. If, see, we are 20 here. We have about 200 around in surrounding this thing. And they asked for their commander. And soon enough, the commander rode in motorcycle with the RPG in his hand. The video is showing right now on our Facebook and on our YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. You can go watch it. It's there right now. Showing right now as we speak. In this same country. Tolaba Tony Joy. That is 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female and you want to talk to me on the show today on insecurity in Nigeria, the number to call is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Good morning to you. Ah, you put me on hold, though. I'm going to have to let you go, eh? Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How is everything, though?
Well, we're trying.
Nigeria is in a very serious mess, though. And this chief security officer is telling us to defend ourselves. I wonder what we are going to use to defend ourselves under this very condition. Because I want to tell him, if he does not know what to do, let him Kukuma leave that position. We employed him to defend us, and he's not telling us to defend ourselves. With what? Somebody asked this morning, is it with a turning stick? What are we going to use to defend ourselves? This is getting out of hand. And I want to tell the Northerners, that is just, what happens when you refuse to do the needful at the initial. You can't send your children to school. You cannot send your people to school. This is the outcome. It's just starting. I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Obayori is joining us right now from Abeokuta. Obayori, good morning to you. Where is gone? Let's try and call us back if you can. Nigeria Info, good morning. Good morning to you. Hello. Are you there? I think we lost that call. We're going to jump on another one. Good morning to you.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Hey, God, as I'm just listening to you, I'm just crying.
Sorry.
Hearing the voices of those children. You can imagine if they were my children inside bush. Crying. Oh God, where are we going to? They would have told us on time to defend us. Everybody will go and look for guns. Everybody will go and look for guns and find a way to defend yourself. See mothers, just their voices, just hearing that. I couldn't even watch the video. Just their voices. I'm just weak. Where are we going to? They would have told us on time to defend ourselves. Well, everybody will go and look for gun and defend himself or herself. What is happening? They brought all these people, all these militias, they brought them themselves. They are the ones that brought them. They should find a way and send them where they brought them from. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Obi is in Surulere. Obi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
It's good to get you on the line.
Good to have you, too.
I'm very, very disappointed with this government. This government has failed monumentally. This government is a failure. Don't tell me that when Sheikh Gumi went to that Zamfara forest, that the government didn't send the Air Force to bombard that place. What are they waiting for? And then when IPOB will raise flags in the east, they will do Operation Crocodile and the Python dancing everywhere. Why can't they do Operation Lion dance at that the northern fringes? Who are they deceiving? This government is a failure. It's only, well, I don't want to use that language, only a fool that will believe this government. It's a scam. They know what they are doing. They are culpable.
Thank you, Obi. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Let's get to the main lines right now. Good morning to you.
Good
morning.
I'm thank God that I'm now true. According to, I think this is Iran, Kagara, and the other Kankara.
Yeah.
Katina and Kagara in Niger.
In Niger.
When that incident happened in Kankara, how many of the bandits were arrested? How many were prosecuted? None. The people were just released on mass. I remember the, some of the international community
right.
demanded that the authors of those operations should be fished out and prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
But the federal government did not do anything.
Mm.
So maybe the same gang now have now gone to Kagara. But Kodri, me, I believe, say, maybe this is a stage manage something.
Okay.
Because I want to see how soon these latest people, the people should be released.
Mm.
Whether it will be very swiftly.
Right.
And I will tell you it is a stage manage something.
Mm.
Just
okay.
to boost the image of the government that they are doing something in terms of security.
Okay.
Thank you this morning.
Thank you too for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name is?
My name is Phil.
Phil.
Phil,
welcome, Phil, welcome.
Yes, I've been listening to your program, and this morning I saw that video on the internet.
Yeah,
I couldn't watch it.
Okay,
but listening to it this morning, I've been crying inside my car, like, God, how did we get here? Like, how RPGs are these things? They don't even know where they get these things from. I don't even want to say certain things because, I mean we're on air.
Yeah.
The feelings that we have, the fear, it permeates the whole air. Nobody can pretend that there's no fear in the country.
Right.
Everybody is scared and worried. What is happening? I just wish this is not stage managed. And because, the last one clearly says, had such coloration.
Right.
I just wish it's not because you can't toy with people. Women, children, hearing those, I don't know. God, I'm just praying that God should just have mercy.
Mm.
What is the God thing? I don't know. But as far as state policing is concerned,
right.
I think it's high time we give that a serious thought.
Okay.
Let the government wake up and do the right thing.
Right.
I don't know. Well done for what you do. Like, I don't even know what to say.
Thank you. Please be strong. Obiora is joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Obiora, good morning to you.
Shirley, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Shirley, my man.
I'm your man, though. You know I'm your man.
Shalom. That man that went to bandit that time.
Sheikh Gumi.
Yeah, Sheikh Gumi. You know, if you can remember, I asked you that day.
Yeah.
Is he bandit that invite the man or the man just went? So he know actually where they are.
It's most likely, I can tell you, it's 99% likely that he doesn't know where they are.
You can remember the thought of the man in your little program in Abuja.
Yeah.
That if we fail to dialogue with them or negotiate with them or give them ammunition,
yes,
we will still continue seeing all these things.
Mm.
Shalif, what does it tell you? Shalif, you know in this game,
yeah,
you know the people I blame so much.
Who?
Those leaders who call themselves South East, Governance, this, that, they are the most deceived people I ever see.
Let's,
in this game.
Let's not trivialize it by attacking people. This is a very serious matter, really. Taking this to political space, no, that is not needed. We're trivializing it if we go in that route. Well, thank you, Obiora, for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Uncle Sherry. Good morning.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Emmanuel Ifeanyi.
You are not supposed to call this line. Where are you? You didn't get the memo, have you? Oh, ni. Bye-bye, Joe. Don't sorry me. Sorry yourself. Sorry yourself, dear. Don't sorry me. You take all the lines in 0700. You now want to come here and encroach on our own line. Yes. I'm putting myself there. Our own line. Zainab, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
I saw that video for the first time yesterday. It was sent to me on WhatsApp.
Okay.
And I was purging. But it's really, it's sad, it's pathetic, it's scary. Seeing children and women, there was a particular woman when the gun was shot.
Yeah.
She just...
she ducked.
She involuntarily... Yeah, she ducked. I mean, she's quite elderly and it was so, so sad.
Yeah.
And I was lying in the comfort and confine of my room and I was just like some people are out there in the wilderness with dangerous, flanked by dangerous people. They don't even know if they could go through the night. And where are we going? this country. I'm based in the north, but presently I'm here in the south, in Lagos. And
okay.
Traveling back is so scary. So I just like going back to the north to resume work is scary. I mean, the government should do something about this fast before we are all engulfed. Thank you very much. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you, Zainab. Always a pleasure. The video is still showing right now where we're streaming live. I mean, I can see the commander with the RPG. How did they lay their hands on RPG? I mean, in what heaven or hell did they get that RPG from? That's a weapon of war. Not something you can display in front of children. No, just scratch that. In front of babies and women. It's right there. It's showing there. Nigeria Info 99.3. Go have a look for yourself. You see what I'm talking about. 8:49 is time from our studios. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Oluwaseun. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Good to have you. Talk to me.
Yes. You see, Uncle Sharif, this cold weather.
It's okay. Anyone is fine.
Okay. Now, this RPG on the team.
Yeah.
He said that it shouldn't be displayed in front of babies. Even an adult. Okay?
Exactly.
Exactly. RPG is something that is used in the war front.
That's right.
You see, I stayed in the north for about 2 years. Adamawa State, to be precise. I went there for my service, and after service, I stayed there for some time.
Right.
This bandit, or maybe terrorist, the way they operate, the truth is, some people know their modus operandi. Some people knows about it very well. We went to a particular hill.
Okay.
There at Yola. You know, we wanted to go for excursion.
Let's make this quick, very quickly. Please go on.
Okay, yes, sure. Wanted to go and have some fun. And could you believe that very day, those people had planned to kidnap some people there.
Oh.
And some people have that information already. They have that information. But God save us because we had somebody who understood and full and very well that very day. So we were able to maneuver and escape ourselves.
Okay.
So the point is that when they are going there to operate, anywhere they are going for operation, some people have that information very well. So the government should just do something about this.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I need to move on quickly now. Good morning to you. Hello. Good morning. Good morning to you. Yes, please.
My name is Antonia.
Antonia, welcome. Where are you calling me from?
From Ogun State.
Oh, okay. Talk to me. Let's talk.
Oh, Sheriff. I really appreciate this line anyway.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, my take on this is that the federal government should ban boarding schools. They shut down boarding schools nationwide. They shut down boarding schools. Because all this abduction, most is in boarding schools.
True. Very true.
They should shut it down for now because of this condition of the country. They should shut down boarding schools. Let all children go to day schools. Please. That's just my take.
All right, Antonia. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Very good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
This last speaker now, if you listen to that woman, and I'm very happy for this life you give to them. Because, you know, these women, they have knowledge for more than a man. I'm telling you, let's federal government ban this boarding school.
Okay.
Unless if there's something they are getting from it, we don't need it again. Once our children will not be okay, we will not be free there. And these people, they know where they are.
Okay.
And this international community knows where these people are.
Okay.
Why can't they lament to international community to help us and trap these people down? But we're keeping quiet now. If anything happened in the East now, you see many people that we send there to go and wrap that place up. But this night it's happened in a worse state. Nobody is still doing anything and nobody is talking. I want our Minister of Information, Lai Mohammed, to come up and talk to us and tell us what is happening in Nigeria by now.
All right.
God bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Good to have you, ma. Talk to me.
If you ask me, Sheriff, let God just dry up our crude oil so that Nigerians will look another way.
Okay.
This oil is causing so much problem, plenty problems for this nation. See what they are doing. They are now using money, crude oil money, that we are supposed to use in developing our country, live comfortably, to be paying bandits, paying terrorists. The same people, they went to Kangara in Katsina. Now they are now in Katara in Niger State. How long are we going to be doing that? Be paying these children. And these people are not from Nigeria. They are people from outside. Back Baraju Abiwa, the former man in PDP that went to APC, he said it all. That they are the people that brought these people into this country to be terrorizing the previous government. And they got the government. Yeah, go back to your country now. They be don't pay una. Now, no one go. Crude oil money don't sweet una. And in the first place, Sheriff, is that place that I saw on telly yesterday?
Right,
is
right.
That the boarding house? See, body. Be like,
it's showing. We're showing it right now on our Facebook live stream. It's appalling.
It's very annoying. Is that the boarding house? We went to boarding houses now. Is that a boarding house? For our children.
Madam Ify, thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it. Lagos, Nigeria, thank you for being a part of it. Listen, this is not the end of this conversation on Nigeria. For you listen, you contribute, you engage on our subsequent broadcasts, on our subsequent programs here on Nigeria Info. So don't go anywhere. But on Morning Crossfire, we can go beyond this point here. Thank you all for being a part of the show. Do not try and go and get ammunition or anything. It won't do us all good. Please do not try it. Do not do it. It's a call for anarchy that we should not answer. And we must not answer that, all right? We have to continue to be very careful. Let's be security conscious. Let's give information to the appropriate people that are meant to defend us. And then let's hope that they would, rise to the occasion when the need arises. Thank you for being a part of the Morning Crossfire. Well, you can keep talking with me. I'm on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri. I'm also on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri. Feel free to follow me on LinkedIn at Sheriff Quadri as well. Daily Digest is next with Jimmy Disu. Many thanks to our partners on Just a Minute, Creditville. I'll be here tomorrow morning at 5. Stay here on Nigeria Info.